How good are you at telling stories? Okay, might sound a silly question, but a story is something that people remember. Facts and figures, they can easily forget, right? And if you think about the great leaders in history, if you think about the great orators, you know, going right back to Jesus in the Bible, and great speakers, you know, they always told stories. They didn't just give you a list of facts and figures. Like nowadays, you get PowerPoint, boom, boom, these are the point, the bullet point, yeah, okay, bye. You know, they tell stories. And it's not always the best product that wins investors. It's the people that have the best stories. You know, if you think about Elon Musk, he's got that great vision. He can tell a story. How did he get Tesla to be worth more than General Motors and Fords and Volkswagen put together, when they were only at that time making a few hundred cars a month, if not a year, and it only just got going? And yet investors were piling money into them, and they did very, very well. Think of investors like Cathie Wood with her fund. They made a fortune on Tesla, when I thought to myself, what, Tesla, is it some electric car? Surely once everyone's starting to make electric cars, they're all going to be swamped. But he had a good story, because he talked about his technology, his special technology, his special methods of delivering this, and then the driverless cars and that sort of thing. Now, I'm not a big fan of electric cars myself, but I've got to admire him for telling that story. Same with Jeff Bezos. He had a story about Amazon and what it could be, okay? It started off very small, selling a few books from a garage or a warehouse or an office, but he had a bigger vision than that. And his vision was his story that he went to investors with, and they had to stick with him for about 10 years before the company made a profit. They had to invest hundreds of millions in warehouses, in servers, in staff and technology, and all the IT people and the developers to develop these sites and make Amazon what it is today, a world-beating company. So they had to have the story, okay? Now, the value of an investment could be based on the number today. So if a value of an investment could be, what does your company make? Well, it makes 100,000 a year, right? That your company is worth 200,000. But it can be multiplied by a story of tomorrow's investment. In fact, there's a quote here. The value of an investment is based on a number today that is multiplied by a story tomorrow. Morgan Housel, who wrote the book, The Psychology of Money. Now, the earnings per share of a company, the maximum each share would earn. So if the share is $5, what is the earnings per share? Okay. And they have a multiple of earnings per share. So if a company is very, very expensive, like say an Amazon, you might have to pay 50 times earnings per share to buy a share in that company. But that is a story, okay? And the earnings per share is today's value. This is the cold facts. But the PE ratio is based on a story of tomorrow. So the PE ratio, why are you paying, say, 20, 30, 40, 50 times on a PE ratio earnings per share of this company when it's only earning this? Okay, that's the story. That's the vision, the story that investors are buying into.